love the fact that he's getting just a little talkative today of all day. All right? Don't worry, Mom. It's gonna be fine. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to do a baptism at the 8:30 service, so it's really quite fun for me. For those of you who don't recall, when I do a baptism, I have written a letter to the baptized. Now, you are all included in it as baptized children of God. It's just when I speak specifically, I get to speak to Hudson. Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Dearest Hudson, today is your baptism day. There is so much wonderful, grace-filled stuff that's going to happen today. Today is also a day when we remember Jesus appearing to the disciples after rising from the dead. There is so much grace-filled stuff that goes on in that story. And all of that stuff from the story is connected to what happens to you here today. You see, Hudson, you, the disciples, your parents and family, the people all around you, even me, we are all touched and changed by the risen Christ. And today we welcome you into the family. On that first Easter day, the disciples were gathered, cowering together behind locked doors, afraid that what had happened to Jesus was going to happen to them. The locks didn't help, not really, because Jesus entered into that room and said, "Peace be with you." Makes my heart feel warm. There's no little one that I can't be louder than. All right? Jesus enters the room and he says, "Peace be with you." Jesus enters into the disciples' fear, into their pain, into their grief, and he speaks peace. Jesus gifts them with the peace from God, that peace which passes understanding, that peace as Jesus gives, not as the world gives. As you come to this font today, Hudson, you come as we all did. You come as a sinner. Now, you may be young right now, but you still come with pain and grief, with fear. You may be afraid that what happened to Jesus may happen to you, but you see, that's where I find hope. Because today, what happened to Jesus will happen to you. Hudson, today you will die with Christ. That old sinful self that directs us all too often dies with Christ today, precisely. But you will also rise again with Christ. The risen Christ, the giver of peace, takes your hand, and together you rise to new life. You are transformed in the love of God. The Spirit descends, and the Father greets you as a beloved child with whom he is well pleased. Oh, hey, you want me to hold you for a minute? That quieted him up. Now, it to me, the delight is he is normally such a good, quiet boy that nothing happens. Today, when all the eyes are focused on him, he wants to say something. Hudson, today, Christ gives you peace like he gave the disciples peace. Jesus also gave the disciples a mission, a ministry, a job to do. As followers of Jesus, they were told to go into the world as ambassadors of forgiveness. As Jesus was sent into the world to love and care, to feed and help, to be the presence of God, so they were sent into the world. And so we are too, even you. The world around us needs love and mercy, and Hudson, you get to help bring that love and mercy wherever you go. We will join with you. We will help you, and you will help all of us. Together, as followers of Jesus and as children of God, we go into the world with hope, making God's vision for love and mercy into our mission, which brings us to Thomas and the scars. You see, that first Easter, Thomas wasn't there, and he was not ready to believe that Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He wasn't ready to believe that without seeing the scars, without knowing that Jesus had truly died and rose again. We don't get that same opportunity. You won't get that opportunity, not even today on your baptism. What we get, though, is a different mark. You will not be scarred today, but you will be marked with the cross of Christ forever. When the water is done, I will trace a cross on your forehead that will mark you as one loved by God, one loved by Jesus, one who follows and loves the world. It's not a scar. But on Ash Wednesday every year, we will retrace it with ash. Every time you wash your face or take a shower, you can be reminded of it. This mark stays with us like a scar. But instead of reminding us of pain or accidents, this mark inspires us by the unconditional love of Jesus, who calls you today to follow him and love. There is a lot that is going on today, Hudson, with your parents and sponsors beside you, surrounded by all of us, your new sisters and brothers. You join with our Lord Jesus, dying and rising, setting aside a sinful life for a new life as a child of God. It's a little water. It's some fragrant oil. It's simple stuff. But with the promise of God, it all becomes your entrance into our family, into God's family, and into the communion of saints. Welcome, Hudson. We can't wait to work with you. Amen.